Scientists are meeting for the biennial State of the Lakes Ecosystem Conference. The researchers give their lowest rating of poor with a deteriorating trend to the status of invasive species in the lakes. Carrie Losey Hansen is with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. She says more than 180 non-native species of fish, algae, invertebrates, and plants are now established in the Great Lakes Basin.
The basin is particularly vulnerable to invaders because it is highly populated, is a major pathway of trade, and is already disturbed. Given the difficulty and costs associated with eradication and control programs in large open water systems, prevention is the best medicine.
Losey Hansen says invaders like the sea lamprey, zebra mussel, and others have caused serious ecological and economic impacts. She says one preventive step is to crack down on ballast water from ocean ships that come into the Great Lakes. The federal courts have told the EPA to come up with tougher ballast water controls. Gary Gulesian of the EPA's Great Lakes National Program Office says his agency is working on a formal response to the courts, but he says EPA is not ignoring the issue.
The Coast Guard right now is working on regulations in cooperation with EPA that would set standards for the discharge from ballast, not just for the Great Lakes, but other areas as well. So I think that we've got some things in place now that will begin to address that problem.
Gulesian says EPA also supports the Army Corps of Engineers' effort to get a second Asian carp barrier turned on in suburban Chicago. Problems with the existing barrier have again sparked fears that the big carp will get into the Great Lakes and do sizable damage to the food chain. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.